Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1731, CMF Bayside LLC for Americana Bayside.
This is an ordinance to amend or to modify condition number 24 imposed on ordinance number 2110 for change of zone number 1694, the application of CMF Bayside LLC for Americana Bayside, which is a MRRPC, medium density residential district, residential plan community, and to allow revised commercial entrance location for a left turn, as may be approved by DLDOT for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, land lying at the southwest corner of Route 54 and Americana Parkway across from Zion Church Road, and being more specifically identified as tax map ID 533, map 19, parcel 16. For the benefit of the commission, I'm gonna pass down a memo from Mr. Fouquet. And it shows the proposed wording of the adjusted amendment to modify condition number 24. The commission, for the benefit of the commission that is present, DLDOT provided comments on April 1st, 2013, which referenced that the department has reviewed a traffic operational analysis, also known as the TOA, which was received on February 6, 2013. That the TOA examined the change in configuration of the existing access to the property from its current rights-in, rights-out configuration on Route 54 to a proposed less-in, rights-in, rights-out configuration. That after reviewing the TOA, the department finds that this change is acceptable, that the entrance can remain at its existing location. DLDOT provided a concept plan of the proposed or the new entrance configuration with their comments. The County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division also provided comments, and they were received on June 26 of 2013, and they referenced that the site is located in the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District, that wastewater capacity is available for the project, that Ordinance 38 construction is required, that the current system connection charge rate is $4,738 per EDU equivalent dwelling unit. That conformity to the South Coastal Area Planning Study 2005 update will be required, that the proposed zoning is to amend a condition of approval to revise DLDOT entrance requirements, that the department requests to meet with the applicant to determine the impact and SOAR requirements in regards to the revised commercial entrance approval, and that the department anticipates that their requirements will be met and that a concept plan is required. And I already referenced Mr. Fouquet's comments and the change into just basically you're just adding the words left in to that or to that condition number 24. If you'd like to see a copy of the configuration, I also have copies of that. I forgot to pass it out. So this is a copy of the DLDOT letter, and it has attached to it a copy of the configuration for the entrance. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yes.
I think maybe you and Bob were the only ones that were here on the commission when Bayside went through a change. Do you remember what prompted the right-in, right-out originally? Was that?
There was some opposition to a left turn impacting traffic.
On 54?
On 54. That's what I remember.
Do you remember if it was one that was, Jim, that was proffered by Bayside or was imposed by the commission or how that came up? Because typically the commission doesn't get into the details of traffic. They just say, you know, conform to DLDOT's requirements.
Yeah, for the record, Jim Fuqua, I represent CMF Bayside LLC. The original RPC, when it was approved, all of the commercial uses were required to be on the south side of Route 54, and they all had to, the entrance to any of them had to be 300 feet from Route 54. So in other words, all of the, any commercial uses were going to be accessed internally. All right, that was the original condition when it was approved. Well, it's been a number of years ago now. In 2010, we were before the commission and the council, and CMF had gone back to DLDOT, and DLDOT had determined that a right-in, right-out for the this parcel that we're talking about tonight, which is called Parcel H, was permitted. And then again, ultimately we're here tonight because additional analysis was done, went back to DelDOT, and they determined that a left in would also be permitted. So this was actually the second amendment to that original condition. Is that it, Lawrence?
Yep.
Again, for the record, my name is Jim Fuqua. I want to apologize for Mr. Wheatley for almost running into him when he was parking his car out front.
I wasn't moving fast enough, actually. I think I was standing in Mr. Fuqua's parking space not realizing that I was impeding traffic.
With me tonight are several representatives from the applicant, CMF Bayside, also Steve Marsh from GMB, and Joe Caligero from the traffic group. I do want to tell you I'm not going to call any of them as witnesses. They're only here if you have any questions. As you already can tell, this application is not very complicated, and hopefully I will keep it very brief tonight because I do know I've used a lot of your time in the last month. As you know, Americana Bayside is an approved RPC located on the south side of Route 54. It contains an extensive mixture of residential units, commercial areas, and a public golf course. When that RPC was approved, there were numerous conditions placed on the approval. One of the conditions was conditions number 24, which, as I just stated, was modified by the county council with the commission's recommendation back in 2010. And that condition, as it currently stands, is on the top part of the exhibit that Lawrence handed out. The relevant portion of that condition permitted a right turn in and right turn out to and from a parcel of land located on the south side of Route 54, as approved by DelDOT. And as I said, that's referred to as Parcel H. That parcel actually is under the RPC, zone commercial or permits commercial use. It has been used for the past number of years as a welcome center for Americana Bayside. And the Welcome Center is being relocated internally into the development, and this site is going to be developed for commercial use. As part of the planning for the commercial development of the site, the applicant's engineers prepared additional studies, they consulted with DelDOT for consideration of a left turn in for traffic traveling west on Route 54. And in the record is a letter that Lawrence just referred to, dated April 1st, of this year, basically approving the left turn in. And again, it's very brief, but it says the department has reviewed a traffic operational analysis for Americana Bayside Parcel H, which we received on February 6, 2013. The TOA examines a change in configuration of the existing access to the subject property from its current right in, rights out configuration on Delaware Route 54 to a proposed left in, rights in, rights out configuration. And after reviewing the TOA, we find this change is acceptable and the entrance can remain at the existing location. And again, they submitted a concept plan regarding what improvements would be done. The DelDOT concept approval basically shows what improvements would need to be done to that entrance. All those improvements, of course, would be the applicant's responsibility, and basically they consist of a left turn lane, islands, and striping to control the traffic movement. And also, I'll remind you that this parcel also, in addition to the Route 54 entrance that we're talking about, this site also has a connection to Americana Bayside Park or Americana Parkway, and that's the main entrance that comes into Bayside. And that road will permit internal access to these commercial sites from the development without people going out on 54. And then also it'll permit traffic leaving the site to access Route 54 to either go straight across 54 or to make the left on 54 at the controlled intersection of Route 54 and Bayside Boulevard or Parkway. And again, just for reference, this is the site. Right now, right in, and then this is the left turn lane that would be done for the traffic entering the site. What I just referred to was this access easement that would be put in from the site over to Americana Parkway, which would allow traffic to go out to 54 and permit
internal traffic to come in.
So the site will have both those entrances. Again, our specific request is to modify condition number 24, the RPC conditions, to permit the left turn in as approved by DelDOT. The only actual change to the condition is the addition of the words left in, so that the condition would now read right in, right out, left in. And again, if you, the proposed condition is at the bottom here, and you can see what I have marked in yellow here is the only change, the left in wording. And gentlemen, that would complete my presentation. Again, subject to any questions you may have for witnesses.
Bob, can I ask you a question first?
Yeah, sure.
It may affect how this discussion goes. As I'm reading this and hearing that this is the second revision to this entrance, and thinking that really the only thing left is a left out, I think. Why? And I don't know the history of this, but it's, and I'll go back to the earlier application where we heard a lot of discussion that DelDOT controls the streets and roadways. I mean, we've already acknowledged that. Why are we making this maybe more complicated than it needs to be and just change that last sentence completely to say, entrance to the commercial area located on the south side of Route 54 shall be a minimum of 300 feet from Route 54, because there was some basis for that, and then add, and shall comply with all of DelDOT's requirements and approvals, and just let it go with that. I mean, I don't know the history of it, but, you know, if DelDOT's saying that this works and the applicant's saying this works, why are we getting into right turn lanes and entrances and exits and left ins and outs?
We're getting into it because we got into it before. That's the problem. Yeah. I do think we have an opportunity to fix it here, and then I think we should take it. The question is, can we take that kind of action because it wasn't advertised that way?
It was advertised to be an ordinance that I read, and its reference is an ordinance to modify condition 24 imposed on ordinance 2110 of change of zone 1694, in summary, to allow a revised commercial entrance location and left turn, et cetera. But I mean, that's specifically in the head.
It might be
not
moved.
Just to amend the condition, it's just in the head.
Yeah.
It might be moved because, you know, if this is approved, we have the right in, the right out, and the left in. The left out, DelDOT's never going to.
That's never going to happen there anyway.
Because we have the controlled intersection
okay.
there anyway.
Okay.
So
okay.
I think
okay.
this will be the end of the road.
Fair enough.
It just seems like such a...
No, I agree, but
I mean, it is what it is. And
that's so that if you're riding down the road, you see McDonald's, you don't have to make a U-turn and come back.
Well,
as long as they're okay with it, it just seems like we're to the point where we all just say, look, DelDOT has control over it.
Well, this application was quite...
They can still get into the
to say the least,
and I'm
sure that the... In fact, I know, I was there, that the... The commission exercised great care in constructing the motions, the conditions, and so on, and perhaps we were a bit too specific, but it is what it is. We have the opportunity to address that now. Mr. Smith, do you have any questions for the applicant?
I do, and thank you, Mr. Fuquay. Thank you for not running over the chairman.
You set the timer for Mr. Smith, too.
I understand that this is a change of zone, that you do have to appear before council on this matter on July 16th.
That's correct.
That is correct. And, Mr. Lank, we have a meeting on July the 11th. Is that correct?
Yes, we do.
That's all the questions I have. Thank you.
Mr. Ross?
I yield my time to Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Johnson.
All my questions have been answered.
Mr. Burton?
I understand the application.
Mr. Lang?
I wish I could think of something. All I couldn't understand was why Mr. Fuquay moved away from the window when it thundered a few minutes ago.
I think his conscience is bothering him. He's just going to walk away.
Mr. Abbott, do you have a question that is better than that one?
No questions.
No questions, Counselor?
Can't top that either.
You're going to stay away from that one, too. Okay. All right, Mr. Fuquay, if you would take a seat nearby, and we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1731 CMF Bayside LLC for Americana Bayside? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1731? Anyone on the commission have any additional questions or comments? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us to see if we make a decision tonight, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Okay, gentlemen.